I would rather have a day job than be a Pokemon master.
Han Solo is clearly more attractive than Indiana Jones.
I would take the Star Wars trilogy over the Matrix trilogy any time.
The Legend of Zelda versus Super Mario. Who's better in bed, Jafar or Gaston? And would Thanos masturbate with the Infinity Gauntlet or not? Every week, Nerd Rage the Great Debates brings you the funniest comics, writers, and podcasters to settle some of geekdom's most divisive topics. Find us on Spotify or wherever you find podcasts.
Welcome to the Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jessica Balboni.
And I'm Jesse Hitt.
And today is Tuesday, July 23rd. We're doing a special edition of the Escapist Comics Podcast, a San Diego special edition.
Yeah, because there was too much news.
Too much news
we had
came
to record.
Out. And we were too busy to cover it. Well, actually, it didn't actually come out until Sunday, all of the news. So we wanted to make sure we got it all in today.
True.
Tell everyone about it. We also read a couple comics.
Yeah.
But mostly it's going to be news today.
Yeah.
But we wanted to talk about a few things real quick, including my own comic.
Oh, yeah. Very special announcement.
Very special. Banshees number one. This is actually from Texas Frightmare Weekend, which was a few months ago, that my writing partner, Dave Dwanch, specially made for that comic weekend. And he actually brought me a couple back.
Nice. Ooh, you can sign them, too.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be
oh,
tight.
My God. I don't know how to sign a name. I have to, like, practice signing.
Yeah, you do the Ramon Villalobos and just write your name in capital letters.
Or I could do the Rick Remender, like, circle and, like, dash, dash.
Yeah, there you go. Make a symbol.
Make a symbol, yeah. Yeah. I think do some, no, maybe I'm just like pretentious. Does that pretentious to do? I think it looks cool.
Yeah, it does.
But like, I don't want to like come off as like that.
Yeah.
I think you have to like be writing for a while before you do like a special symbol.
Yeah, true.
I don't know.
You could just do like a JB. Just do your initials. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I think I'll do that.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I sign everything anyway. Those are the only legible parts.
Yeah, me
of the
too, actually.
Yeah.
And then the rest is just like a scribble.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have that. We're not going to review it or anything because I don't want anybody to tear apart my comment.
I will
on
say
the podcast.
It looks very good.
Oh, thanks,
I didn't
Jesse.
Read it. I flipped through it, but I think I got the gist.
I love the cover of my own comic. I'm just saying, it looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone thinks that it's Sabrina on the cover.
Oh, I guess she kind of has that vibe.
Yeah, I think it's just because she's wearing a red sweater.
Mm, yep, true.
Yeah, just want to put it out there. It's not Sabrina.
You're not writing a Sabrina comic.
I'm not writing a Sabrina comic. However, I guess it could be a Sabrina variant.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah,
could
maybe
be Sabrina's cousin or something, maybe.
Maybe more people will buy it.
Yeah, tell them it is, yeah.
Yeah, the special Sabrina variant. So if you want to see that at the store, you can come see it.
Yeah.
Come check
it
out.
Are we going to have it on display?
Yeah, I think I'll put it on display.
Sweet.
So people can like check it out.
Awesome.
Yeah. Also out this week, my favorite comic that came out this week was Superman's pal, Jimmy Olsen, number
Ooh.
One. This goes along with the Lois Lane number one that came out last week, I believe.
And it's another one that's like spinning off from the Action Comics storyline. Was that where
Lois
Lane came from?
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, they just had to tie that in. I don't think it's really spinning. Like, he just had to like add some stuff in there.
Ah, I see.
And this one, the same, but even less so.
Mm-hmm.
This one, like, even has less of that in it.
Yeah.
It's more just like Fraction's going to take that whole Jimmy Olsen line and make it crazy.
Okay.
Which it already was.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have to try that hard.
Matt Fraction's good at that, too.
Yeah, it really is. And then Steve Lieber's art is amazing.
Yeah.
This is going to be a 12-issue maxi series.
Oh, cool.
And what does it mean with a maxi series?
Well, I guess 6 issues will be mini and then 12 is maxi.
Maxi. All right.
But 12 in the long, you know, in the grand scheme is still not that many issues. We're talking
really
about,
not.
You know, Batman and Superman, or Detective and Superman both up to 1,000.
Thousands.
That's a maxi series.
Yeah. And then also Jimmy had a lot of issues too. I want to say he almost got up to 200 as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely over 165.
And is this like a straight up sort of, I'm picturing it as like a comedy adventure kind of type
yes.
of deal?
Nice. But it gets into a little bit of serious stuff too. Yeah,
yeah,
there's some murder.
Ooh,
yeah.
Interesting.
We get it to see into Jimmy's past.
Oh, yeah.
And like real past, like his old family. It turns out he's
Whoa.
One of the oldest families from Metropolis.
Really? The Olsons, huh?
The Olsons, yeah. They were actually The Olsons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Joachim Olson.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's how you say it. I don't know. Anyways, they're one of the oldest families, along with the Luthers and mm-hmm. a couple other families there. The Luthers actually murdered one of the Olsons.
Wow, so they were bad from the beginning.
Yeah, they were always bad.
It's
they were
a family
jerks.
Of mean-ass people.
Yeah, they're just like stealing their land and stuff.
Yeah.
So you get a little family history in the beginning. And then it jumps right in and goes into one of the crazy, like Jimmy, oh, it almost sounds like an Elseworlds story, but yeah. It's actually real. And Jimmy is working with Metamorpho in space.
Whoa, cool.
Yeah. So we get to see some fun old characters that you don't get to see very often. And he, of course, something goes, you know, extraordinarily wrong, yeah. as they always does with Jimmy Olsen. And he's using some of Metamorpho's DNA to test something in space, and he turns mm-hmm. into a giant space turtle.
Oh, sweet.
And gets shot out of a rocket. And Superman is down on Earth and notices something goes wrong
okay.
right away and has to rescue Jimmy as he turns into a giant space
that makes
turtle
sense, yeah.
and rockets down into Earth.
He looks sort of like, who's the guy that did all the monsters? Like one of those, man, and they just did a bunch of tribute covers for him, and I'm totally blanking on his name.
No, I was thinking of, like, Godzilla.
Yeah. Fuck. Not Neil Adams. Yeah, but it looks like very much like one of those monsters.
Join
like
us on Escapist Podcaster. Jesse and Jessica remember no names of comic writers.
Yeah, we blank on the names of highly influential artists and innovators in the field.
He looks like, was it Gorgon or...
Yeah, the turtle one.
Yeah, the turtle. What is his name?
Again. Yeah, Geeter's got the three heads. Mothra's the moth.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't it start with a G?
I think it does, yeah.
Well, it looks like that one.
Gorgo, maybe. Gorgo, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, Gorgo's the one that Steve Ditko did.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Oh, damn, I just saw that Godzilla Monsters movie, too. Oh, well. Anyways, he looks like that big turtle one.
Yeah.
And he's like flying into, he ends up like flying into one of Luther's like giant like statues, basically.
Oh, awesome.
And breaks it into yeah. 1,000 pieces.
That's great news.
Yeah. Luther doesn't seem too mad about it, though. He's just like, it's another day in Metropolis.
Yeah.
And then after that, it kind of turns into like a detective-y story. Where, like, you know, he's getting really... Perry White gets really pissed at him because mm-hmm. he's always destroying everything. You get, like, some really, like, funny montages of Jimmy's like, well, you know, I always kind of get into a little bit of trouble, but it always turns out okay at the end. And it doesn't. Like, there's, like, dinosaurs chasing him, like, ghosts. He turns into a ghost at one point. Like, he's destroying trucks, destroying buildings.
Awesome.
Like, but it turns out, so, like... This is when they like cross over into like what it media is and like the new world.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, yeah, you are one of our biggest insurance problems, but he gets the most like media hits like on the internet.
The most page views.
The most page views is Jimmy's story.
I could see that. Yeah.
So they have to keep him on the paper.
Sweet. That's cool that they're integrating like new media into it. I mean, that's totally a Matt Fraction style move. It's
definitely.
Like, yeah, something he would do for sure.
Cause like no one's buying the Daily Planet anymore as a paper.
Yeah.
So they have to keep him on, cause he gets all the stories.
Yeah. The print media is dying.
Mm, it's so sad. I was reading it and like being sad about the Daily Planet. And then, at the same time I was like, oh, they do have to. They have to make it real, right?
Yeah.
A little bit, anyways. So he gets, like, sent off on another assignment, like, while everything kind of, like, cools down at the paper. And then the story's going to, like, kind of go from there. But, yeah, I highly recommend this. It turns out he's going to Gotham, like, at the end. And he's, like, puts in, like, the worst motel ever. Like, everyone's, like, getting shot outside.
Sweet.
And just, you know, with Matt Fraction's humor and everything. Yeah. This is just... are going to be a really great book.
Yeah, I hope that'll be fun to see if he has like run-ins with other sort of characters in the DC universe.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Yeah, sweet.
And they probably won't be good. What did you read this week?
See, I did a new one from Vault called Sarah and the Royal Stars, written by John Suey. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing the last name right. It's John T-S-U-E-I.
I think that's right.
Okay. Drawn by Audrey Mock, Raul Angelo on colors, and Jim Campbell, the letterer. And it's really cool. sort of like a medieval, like sword and sorcery type of tale set in like sort of a Persian slash Middle Eastern kind of a desert environment.
Okay.
Where the main character, Sarah, she's like the princess of this like pretty nice kingdom. Mm-hmm. Her dad, of course, the king. Turns out her brother, or her dad's brother, the evil uncle, mm-hmm. this sort of like black magic sorcerer guy, is trying to take over. They're trying to like invade and become the new king. She's like the master tactician and like a very capable warrior. Also has these weird dreams and visions where she encounters. She goes into like sort of a coma state and encounters like these sort of angelic, like celestial beings that tell her she has like another quest to undertake. Mm. And so she has to leave on this quest. Turned out her mom had the same visions.
Okay.
And the main, one of the dad's main advisors is not on board with it. He's like, okay. No, that's crazy. You're crazy like your mom. Yeah, it's really cool. So it's like sort of going to follow her on her quest.
Okay.
To discover the secret of who she is and her destiny.
Okay.
And they kind of leave. She like leaves the kingdom. Everybody's like, oh no, you can't leave. Like you're our master tactician. And she's like, you know what? Basically the war's already won. Like our uncle is on his heels. He's not going to be able to get over the wall of the city. Little do they know.
Uh-uh.
But he's got a secret plan up his sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really fast moving first issue.
Yeah.
There's a lot happening.
Like, yeah,
she
looks
goes
like
on
it.
An entire quest. And the art's really like beautiful, like vibrant colors and really cool settings, cool characters.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome big magic guy at the end.
Cool.
And I think if it weren't so well drawn, it might feel a little rushed because like a lot of shit happens over the course of the first issue. But
yeah.
I sort of likened it. It felt like you were kind of like playing a video game and you like, get to the next level and it's like, oh, there's like lizard guys on this level. And they don't really get into why or like where the lizard guys came from or how long they've been there. But you just kind of like accept that like, oh, yeah, that's part of this world.
Huh.
And like it's so well drawn and like the pacing is really good. So it doesn't feel like they're rushing you through or like introducing too much at a time, but you get like a ton of story in the first issue. And like they introduce like 8 or 10 characters, but it doesn't feel like too much. Like it doesn't feel overwhelming.
Yeah.
Really got you like 2 thumbs up on this one.
Cool.
Very strong. If you liked Sleepless, the Leila de Luga series, this has very like similar vibes.
Okay, cool.
Like sort of medieval, but not, like necessarily in like a heavily like European sort of big
stone
castles.
More like medieval Moroccan.
Yeah, like totally.
Vibes.
Yeah, like North African, like Middle Eastern stuff is pretty rad.
That's cool.
Right, like Prince of Persia, kind of like that kind of thing.
Don't watch that movie.
Yeah, no, play the video game. It's very difficult. Yeah. A lot of flowy pants in this.
Yep,
Sarah and the Royal Stars, 2 thumbs up.
Nice. All right, let's get into the news then. All right, so much news from San Diego. But I guess we can first just get into the Marvel Studios news.
Yeah,
first.
Phase 4, right? Is that what it's
phase
being?
Phase 4 dropped. Like, we didn't even know if Marvel was going to be, like, in the new, or, like, there, actually.
Yeah, they weren't going to show up, and then
they weren't
going to
show up. And then they're like, oh, by the way, we are going to be there. And everyone was like, shit!
Yeah, I wonder if they did it on purpose. That was, like, a contrived kind of marketing move. Where
probably.
They're like, surprise! Mm-hmm. Like, I can't imagine that they decided at the last minute. Like, I guess we'll go.
I guess we'll show up, guys.
Yeah, I guess we'll call Scarlett Johansson and have her swing by.
Yeah, they did. They showed up. Like,
everyone
showed up, too. So, basically, okay, everything was announced.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just get right into it. The list includes Black Widow.
Mm-hmm. Like a prequel, right? Like her sort of early adventures.
So probably like the Red Room stuff.
Okay, yep.
The Eternals.
Mm-hmm.
Thor 4. And this is like the big one. It's not just Thor 4. It's Thor 4, Jane Foster.
Yeah, introducing Jane Foster. So doing maybe like the tail end of the Jason Aaron Thor God of Thunder run and then on into his Thor and Mighty Thor.
Yes.
Where Jane becomes Thor. So guys, out there, if you have that Thor number 8 where it reveals Jane Foster, hang on to that. Also number 1 if you have it.
Yes. Both of those are going to be hot right now. Mm-hmm. And just really good comics, too. Just read them.
Yeah.
Or just read the trades.
Yeah, great.
Great
did
story.
Russell Dodderman draw that all the way through?
Okay, all the way through.
So solid.
It can be done.
Yeah.
You can still draw comics, guys.
Yeah.
So that one's Thor 4, Love and Thunder.
Oh, man.
I can't wait.
Oh, boy.
And Natalie Portman is back.
Yeah,
as well.
Jane.
Yeah. So I feel like she just like didn't want to be Thor's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Which
reasonable.
Is totally reasonable.
Yeah.
She's like, maybe I just want to be cool and battle people and not just be like a sidekick or a side afterthought.
Yeah, totally. Ooh, I wonder if they're going to do, if it's going to be metal arm Thor also, if they're going to do that whole thing where Malekith chops his arm off.
And
then he gets the arm made out of the unworthy Thor.
He already is an unworthy Thor because he already has the axe.
That's right.
He already lost his hammer.
As soon as he loses the hammer, he gets... he has two arms when he loses the hammer.
Yes.
I think. And then he gets his arm cut off.
Right.
Post-hammer loss.
Yes.
And then we find out, we'll get the whole backstory about Mjolnir, the hammer itself, how it's like sort of a sentient thing and it chooses its own wielder and stuff. Oh, man. Yeah. That's such a cool story.
I
fucking can't wait.
Yeah. So there has to be... and there's like lots of different Mjolnirs too.
True.
So, yeah. So she has to find her own hammer first. Yeah. And she's been like sitting on top of the moon, right? Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. Okay. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Marvel's going to make a kung fu movie.
Hell yeah.
After completely blowing it with Iron Fist. It could have been so rad.
Yeah, they're just going to be like, hey, Shang-Chi, let's cast another white guy. Yeah.
Starring, what's his name? Oh, man, now I'm blanking on the super way. Starring Neil Patrick Harris as Shang-Chi. Sassy Shang-Chi.
Oh, no. I don't think he would do that.
The deadly snark of kung fu.
Shang-Chi starring Zac Efron. Yeah.
Maybe they'll get, there's so many good actors that could play the role. They could get the guy that was the drunken kung fu guy in Iron Fist that
He should have played him in the first place. Or,
Donnie Yen's too old.
But the guy from Walking Dead isn't.
Oh, Steven Yeun?
Steven Yeun.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can do kung fu, though.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe get somebody like the dude from The Raid. Or like a Tony Jaa type.
Yeah.
And have them, because they have
somebody
chops.
That's like really good.
Yeah,
at
they
got to
do that.
They
yeah.
can't just get like a regular guy.
Some guy. And then a bunch of stunt doubles.
Yeah.
Because Shang-Chi like doesn't really have powers. He's just super good at kung fu.
Exactly.
So hopefully it'll be a lot of like practical effects and like good action, mm-hmm. like, you know, fight choreography stuff.
Yeah, they should definitely get like an already established kung fu actor.
Yeah.
Who can speak English, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even if he has a thick accent, that's fine, because I think the character was, you know, English
totally.
Was a second language. I was reading about that, like how they wanted to, Marvel originally wanted to buy the rights to the TV show Kung Fu, and then they wouldn't sell.
Yeah.
Because they were going to, and then make a kung fu comic book based on that, and then the owners of the kung fu wouldn't sell. So instead, they bought the rights to like, some weird like villain, like a Fu Manchu kind of guy.
Yeah.
And then used him as like Shang-Chi's dad and then developed their kung fu comic off of that. And that was like the sort of the corporate origin story of the Deadly Hands of Kung Fu book. Yeah. It was like this weird convoluted backstory where they bought a weird villain just so that they could make his set. Like, you guys could just write a new character. Like,
yeah. Oh, my God.
Just have a guy
they
who's
did a lot of weird
arts.
Stuff like that in the 70s, especially.
Yeah.
And then also Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Mm.
These very long names they have.
Yeah.
And then also Blade.
Yes,
as well.
Blade is coming back. And
really awesome.
With Mahershala Ali as Blade. That's going to be so tight.
He's going to be like the most serious Blade ever.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes was pretty serious as well.
You know, I was thinking about it the other day. I think Blade 2 might be my favorite overall Marvel movie.
Really?
It's the one I've seen the most. Yeah, the ensemble one with Ron Perlman and the whole team of other vampire hunters and the scary monster vampires whose whole face opens up.
Yeah, that's where they first got those like scary monster vampires.
Yeah, yeah.
Like before The Strain and like all of that. And they just all copied them.
And it's one of those movies that I've seen it 1,000 times, but if it's on TV, I'm watching it till the end.
Mm-hmm,
I guess Thor Ragnarok's like that too.
Yeah, Thor Ragnarok's really, really good.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And that's the other news, too, is, was it, oh my God, Taika?
Oh, yeah,
I wanted to not say that name wrong really, really badly, which I definitely just did. He's coming back to direct. And that was his, like, he put his foot down and said, I'm only going to come back to do Thor if we get to do the Jane Foster story.
That'll be an interesting change of pace, too, because that was, like, a pretty sad storyline, like,
it's
dealing with
really
Jane
sad.
Having, like, terminal cancer and, like, turning into Thor.
And then
saving her, but also making her
it's
die
also
faster.
Making her, really, really sick. And I definitely think they're going to do that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
They have to.
They
yeah,
have
that's
to.
Her an integral part of her origin. But they did. I guess they did a good job in Ragnarok dealing with like the genocide of Asgard and still having like a like making it like a fun movie.
Yeah.
So I wonder if how much humor they're going to have in the new one, or if it's going to be like a straight up serious one.
I bet he'll mix some stuff in to try to like lighten it up a little bit.
Let's
lighten up cancer, guys.
Yeah.
Also, they're still we're not over the news of Marvel.
Oof.
So then all the shows are going to come out in Disney. Mm-hmm. I think Disney's just going to wipe out like a bunch of other.
Did they also announce a movie of like What If? Was that one of them? Oh, that's a show. Okay.
Yeah. So the shows are going to be The Falcon and Winter Soldier. WandaVision.
Yeah, sweet.
Which I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
Loki.
Mm-hmm.
And then the What If show.
Nice.
Yeah. And we have dates for all of these too. So fall 2020 is The Falcon, Winter Soldier. Spring 2021 is WandaVision.
Mm-hmm.
Spring 2021 is Loki. And then fall 2020. Oh, I missed one. Sorry. Summer 2021 is What If. And then fall 2021 is Hawkeye.
Oh, sweet.
What? Okay. So really quick. Why is Hawkeye going to take the longest?
Yeah, it seems like that would be easy to shoot.
Like, especially because they're going to do Matt Fraction's Hawkeye.
Oh,
basically.
Sweet. Yeah.
Like, he's just walking around, like, in a shirt and pants, and he's an archer
New
York.
Yeah, do you think it's going to be in the, like, Marvel Universe, so, like, post-Endgame, or are they just going to do, it's going to be doing its own thing?
I don't know. I think it has to be post-Endgame, right?
I guess so, especially if Jeremy Renner's going to still be playing Hawkeye.
They said it was going to be Jeremy Renner. Huh, is he going to leave his family?
Yeah,
and just, like, hang out in New York?
Yeah.
Or I heard Kate was going to be in it.
Right, yeah, I could see it being that sort of transition between Jeremy Renner.
Maybe he's just going to be, like, training Kate in New York.
Mm, yeah.
And he has to have Pizza Dog there.
Absolutely, yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, because, like, then he definitely has to, like, leave his family. Like, because that would be boring. Was he just going to be on the farm?
Just on the farm shooting arrows.
On the farm shooting arrows with his family. Let's have a picnic, family. Shoot some arrows.
Yeah, I'll shoot a sandwich into your mouth with my bow and arrow, son.
Oh, no, I missed. One time Hawkeye misses. It's a terrible tragedy. So, yeah, that is all the Disney news. It was crazy. There's also going to be a Disney con soon, the D20.
Oh, they're doing their own, huh?
D24. I don't know what the fuck it's called. The D something. Yeah, they're doing their own con, so there's going to be even more news, more trailers.
Yeah.
All of that. So stay tuned.
The Disney thing going to be all of Disney, so it's going to be Star Wars, Marvel, plus like all the animated properties and stuff? Weird.
Right.
What a strange mix of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're going to do a Marvel. Do they already have a Marvel area at Disneyland?
No, they're making that too now.
Okay.
Marvel Land.
Hmm. All right.
So the Star Wars Land, Marvel Land, Toy Story Land.
Yeah.
Or it's just like Pixar
Land. Oh, the Lego stuff too.
Do they do the Lego stuff?
They had a Lego area in Disneyland last time I went.
I think that's just Legoland.
Oh, okay.
That's its own thing. It's real boring.
Yeah.
Unless you're like a little kid.
Or I was on mushrooms when I was there too.
Oh,
so that was very tight. It was very fun.
You're like, I just saw Legos everywhere.
Yeah. Maybe it was just a Target. I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was Disneyland though.
It was just Target. But cool. I really want to go to Disneyland. Everyone keeps sending pictures of the Star Wars stuff, which you have to spend an extra, I think it's $185 more just to go to Star Wars Land.
Yeah.
I could be price jumping that a little bit, but I think it is. It's something ridiculous like that. Like, so you pay $100 just to go to Disneyland, and then you have to pay another $100-something just to go to Star Wars.
Yeah.
For one day.
Can you get a pass just to Star Wars, or do you have to go through Disney?
No, you have to go to Disney first.
Because I think I would maybe just go to Star Wars.
I would, too. And you can buy one of those cool Coke bottles that look like a bomb.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like
worth
a lightsaber.
Probably
you get
like
a real
$10.
Lightsaber.
Those are like $200.
Yeah.
And then you can crush it with your lightsaber, the Coke bottle.
Yeah. One of my friends sent me a picture of a $150 8-inch statue of Snoke. It was like a paperweight also.
Cool. Why would you want that?
Yeah. And who would want that?
The Snoke. No one likes Snoke.
The emaciated guy with a big head.
He's like the new
sits in a chair.
Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah.
Pretty much, right?
He doesn't do anything.
He doesn't do anything, and then he gets killed. Spoiler alert, sorry. Yeah.
He might not even be real. There's speculation that he was just a decoy sort of manifestation.
I think that's
thing.
True. Mm. He's the emperor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The new emperor, or the old emperor. Yeah, the old one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's coming back, right?
I guess so,
You hear his voice.
The actor, And the actor's still alive, right?
He is still alive.
Damn.
I was surprised about that. And he looks the same.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
He's like one of those dudes like who's like Jean-Luc Picard, what's his name, Patrick Stewart's kind of like that. Wilford Brimley's kind of like that.
Where Christopher Lee before he died.
Yeah, you start looking old in your early 40s and then you stay the same age forever.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've gone incognito on my...
Oh, no.
No!
No one's going to know what you're looking at now.
I know. They're going to think I'm looking at porn. I was.
Yeah, well, that's fine. It's a free country.
But I lost all my articles.
No,
oh, no. Damn you, phone!
Let's see. There's The ones I remember are the new DC animated ones that they're going to do. They're going to do a DC animated Batman Hush, mm-hmm. hopefully drawn still in the style. That was a Frank Quitely one, right?
No, that's Hush. A Jim Lee one.
Okay, yeah. What am I thinking of? The Frank Quitely Batman one.
JLA.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the Jim Lee cool. I would love to see like an animated series or an animated feature in the
That'd
style
cool.
of Jim Lee. That'd be tight.
Yeah.
They're doing Superman Red Sun.
That's very
which
exciting.
Which is going to be so rad.
Yeah, I look forward to that.
I hope they do merch for that. I'd totally get like the Hammer and Sickle Superman shirt. That would rule.
I think they already have that shirt.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably true. I found that unrelated, but I saw a car with one of those like Punisher Skull but Blue Lives Matter stickers on it.
Oh, no.
So I started looking for a Hammer and Sickle Punisher Skull. Turns out there's a company in Germany that makes them.
I'm sure
you
there
can get
is.
A patch. It's just a red Punisher Skull with the Hammer and Sickle on it. It's very tight.
God. You can just put it over that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a bunch more trailers that dropped as well. Basically a lot of horror shows, a lot of horror movies. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark is coming out in August. They have a new trailer out along with Creepshow, which we did not even know was going to be a show again because it's on Shudder and no one watches that.
Yeah.
Because it's like it's another streaming channel, basically.
Yeah, it's too specialized. Like, there's too many streaming things. They're too specialized now.
Well, I think everything is going to be like a streaming thing.
Yeah,
soon.
Like,
NBC is having their own streaming thing now, and they're pulling like all of their shows off of Netflix. And it's like soon, like you're gonna have to spend like $5.99 on CBS, $5.99 on NBC, like $20 on Netflix. And I'm like, so basically, it's gonna be just as expensive as cable.
Yeah, right. They've just reinvented cable.
Yeah,
and it's gonna have commercials pretty soon, the way Hulu does. I guess
of
we talked about that online. We talked
about
this on every episode.
Yeah, no, we're like, damn it, I'm old and I don't want to spend more money.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyways, Creepshow is gonna be on Shudder. Shudder's only $1.99 per month, so it's not so bad. We could just rent it for this amount of time. Creepshow is gonna be by Greg Nicotero.
From Walking Dead.
From Walking Dead. He did all the creature design from Walking Dead. So this looks really cool. And the best thing about the show, everything is practical effects.
That rules, man.
It's amazing.
It's all, the herky-jerkiness of it just makes the monsters even scarier. It gives them like an additional sort of otherworldly quality that you don't get with like CGI stuff.
Yeah. And Creepshow was originally written by Stephen King and George Romero.
Yeah.
And they're doing all the original stories from the comic.
Whoa.
If you want to read the comic, you can get the original comic here.
Yep.
We have the original version and the reprinted version.
Yeah. So if you want to spend some money and get a cool sort of vintage heirloom thing, you can. Or if you just want to read it, you can get it for cheaper.
Yes. I highly recommend watching that preview too. Me and Jesse just watched it. It looks amazing.
Yep.
The monsters are so cool. It looks like so 80s, like horror, but like, you know, updated for today because practical effects are even better today.
Yeah.
And also it will look real forever because it's real.
Yeah. I was watching, I can't remember. I think it was Screamers the other day, the movie. It was like a sci-fi movie from the
mid when they come out of the
90s.
Ground.
Yeah. Holds up because they're still scary because they use little models like actual physical ones and it's badass.
And the noise is like, that's why it's called Screamers because they scream right before they kill you. That always scared me when I was a kid.
Very still. Yeah. Holds up like a motherfucker. Still very good.
I loved that movie when I was a kid. And it scared the shit out of me. Also, two new Halloween movies are coming out as well. And what else? Oh, we already talked about Blade. So those were like the horror movies, basically. Those were all the... Oh, we talked about... we watched the new Watchmen trailer.
Yeah, which I think looks good.
I think it looks really good. They were saying this is one of like the losers at San Diego.
Yeah.
But we don't really understand that. I think they're just mad because they didn't show up on the panel,
basically. They didn't send any of the actors. And Jeremy Irons wasn't there. What's the lady, Felicia? Is that the
Regina King.
Regina King. There you go.
Yeah, and she's awesome. She's such a good actress. And it looks like in the new preview, she actually dons a mask herself or at least like puts like... black like charcoal across her face and she turns into one of the heroes as well or vigilantes I should say
or maybe she was all along.
Ooh,
that's
maybe she
the
was.
Big reveal or something.
So basically the new Watchmen, it's after the initial book basically, so it's like a whole new story and the cops all become superheroes basically,
like a vigilante group of Rorschach sort of impersonators, or like a sort of like a Rorschach cult, like makes a like a concert, like a, an organized attack on police officers. So police say, "Well, we can't let people know who we are now," and so they put on these cool yellow masks, and get out in the streets. And it's like, "Well, who's the good guys and who's the bad guys now?"
Yeah, it's a really interesting storyline, I think. And then Dr. Manhattan is still on Mars, and they show him a little bit in the trailer too.
And they play Life on Mars. Yeah. It's a cover, but still good.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm excited for that, and I think the new trailer looks great. We watched the new Picard trailer as well. That drops.
He's going back into space.
There's a bunch of like Seven of Nine shows up in the preview. I heard Deanna Troi is going to be in it. Brent Spiner's in it.
Data's back, baby. I wonder if Lore's back. Did they ever kill off Lore? Data's brother that was the one with feelings.
I think he definitely died. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he died. Okay. They show the big Borg ship as well.
Yeah, the Borg are back.
Yeah. So I know we've talked about that show a bunch on the podcast, so definitely look forward to watching that.
I think there was a new Terminator trailer, too, or maybe I just saw the Terminator trailer.
I think
trailer
you just saw the Terminator trailer.
Looks so tight.
That looks awesome.
Getting back to their roots of like Terminators in the real world. New type of Terminator that looks
new
super
scary. New Terminator with
badass.
The nanobots.
Yeah, and it can turn into two, like the skin can come off.
And guns. Just like Terminator 3. So basically this Terminator is a racing Terminator 3, and all the other Terminators that came after. What, Terminator 4? Was that just Salvation?
I think so. Was that the Christian Bale one?
I hate that one. Yeah. I actually fell asleep watching that in the theater.
It was it's such a cool franchise, and then they like focus almost entirely on time travel for some weird reason. It's like, time travel's part of it, but mostly it's the cool robots.
But also really hard to explain in Terminator.
Yeah, totally.
Oh my God. So in the new Terminator, they're taking, all of that is gone. Like, it just never happened. And Eddie Furlong is coming back.
Yeah.
Linda Hamilton is coming back. Mm-hmm. Everyone's coming back.
Yeah. Arnie's back.
Arnie's back. Speaking of Arnie, if you have some time in August, you can come see Arnold, Eddie Furlong, and Robert Patrick. It's a little Terminator 2 reunion.
Awesome.
At Silicon Valley Con.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. However, if you'd like to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger, you must spend $450.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Just to say hi?
Just to say hi. Yeah.
That's not worth it.
I think it's to get a photo op, but I'm not sure. It's even like a selfie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Man, for $450, he better give me a ride to the store in his electric comfy, and I get to do the radio on the way. We're going to 7-Eleven. We're getting some Slurpees. On you. On him.
The worst part is, I clicked to see, what all the autographs cost after I got that insane email from Silicon Valley. And then Edward Furlong and Robert Patrick, you want to know how much their photo op was?
Yeah.
$60.
Yeah. That's about right.
I was like, for $450, I want all of them in the photo.
Yeah.
I want a big ass gun like Linda Hamilton.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be like a mock gun. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have to be real. And I want everyone to be dressed up like in Terminator.
Yeah. I want Arnold in the half face Terminator makeup.
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure. Or at least the glasses, like with the red eye underneath. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be okay with that.
Yeah,
like,
that'd look cool.
But everyone should be dressed up. Like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's like 2 paychecks.
Yeah. Maybe he's going to
take
that. I
don't make any money.
And, yeah. Maybe that money's going towards his electric vehicle initiative, which would be nice,
I
guess.
He's not a governor anymore.
That's true. He's just a guy now.
He still makes he makes millions of dollars every movie
like
he does.
Like royalties, I'm sure, too, for all of his stuff that he's done for his entire career.
Jesus Christ. Who's paying that?
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to pay that, I'm sure.
Like, well, especially in Silicon Valley, like all the tech people.
It's going to be super rich people are going to do it.
Yeah.
Ugh, it made me so depressed. Anywho, if you have that kind of money, go for it, I guess. Or don't. Maybe
he's upped his rate since he got jump kicked in the back that one time. Did you see
got
the
jump
video
kicked in the back?
Yeah, a guy, I think it was Arnold. Yeah, it was a guy, like just some crazy guy, just did like a flying like pro wrestling style drop kick and hit him straight in the back.
Where was that?
It was at some like bodybuilding thing or something.
Holy shit.
Like maybe 6 months ago, maybe not that long
ago. I gotta watch that video.
Yeah, there's a good video of it.
Damn.
He barely budged. It's like, man, Arnold still got it.
Damn, that's awesome. The only other person I saw that was almost as expensive as him was Sylvester Stallone. And it was $300.
Yeah. I think I would rather meet Arnold Schwarzenegger than Sylvester
Stallone.
Me too,
definitely. He was definitely more my childhood you know,
yeah,
movie idol. Well, not my idol, but like action star dude.
Yeah, I mean, he was in. Yeah, I think his body of work holds up better than Stallone's also.
Yeah.
Although, I guess Rocky and Rambo.
Yeah,
Schwarzenegger didn't really have.
Terminator and Predator.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got the sci-fi.
Yeah, true.
And then Kindergarten Cop.
That was a very funny movie. Jingle All the Way.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, definitely.
Comedic chops,
Twins?
Too. Yeah, Twins was legitimately
Junior?
Great movie. Yeah. I get, yeah, Stallone was never pregnant. Never
no,
once in any role.
I got to go Arnie every time. We got to say the biggest loser of Comic-Con was definitely Cats.
Yeah, that looks weird as hell.
Got an all-star cast.
Yeah.
Judi Dench.
Yep. Idris Elba. Singing lady Jennifer.
Jennifer Hudson.
Yep, Jennifer mm-hmm, Hudson. Mm-hmm. James Corden.
Yeah, James.
Rebel Wilson.
Yes.
Like, I mean, I guess if somebody asked me to be in a Cats movie, I'd be like, yeah, why the hell not? Sure. Yeah. Sounds weird. I'll do it. But yeah, what a...
Oh, Taylor Swift?
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Introducing the new lady who is not going to have a career after this, probably. Because they're going to remember her as the person whose first role was that weird-ass Cats movie.
That weird-ass Cats movie. So the weirdest thing in that preview is, why is all the furniture so big?
Yeah, it looks like they exist in, like, a human world.
Right.
Was that how the play was originally? Or was it just not mentioned?
I don't remember that at all. I definitely saw the play when I was very young.
Yeah, me too.
But I do not remember the furniture being giant.
I kind of just remember him running around.
Running around in like in a bar at one point, maybe.
Yeah, like in a cat world.
Yeah,
but it looks like in this one they're in a human world.
Right.
With no humans. So maybe like after some sort of extinction event that wipes out the human race. Like,
oh, I hope that's
that
what happens.
Cool if
the
it was like a dystopian.
Yeah.
That they're just like eating their former owner's corpses. Like that's the opening sequence. Because they'll do that. They will. They'll nibble on you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's nothing else.
Yeah, Bones definitely will come sit on my chest at night to see if I'm asleep or dead. I think it's because he cares about me, but it might just because he's seen if he can eat me.
He's breathing.
Yeah. Yeah. Time to start eating my nose.
Oh, no. The weirdest thing, too, about that is, like, the effects look like really just strange and like they're like kind of glowy. It kind of looks like they put like a weird Instagram filter on everybody.
Yeah.
It's not quite finished yet.
Yeah.
And
the cats also are wearing clothes. Some of them are.
Some of them are just
like
naked.
Big jackets.
Maybe they just
James
and they don't have
like a tuxedo.
Yeah, oh yeah. And the rest of them are just naked and they don't have nipples.
Yeah, that's true. No external genitals also.
Although
I guess cats don't, do they? No.
Well, you could see them if they like turned around.
Yeah, that's true.
You could see their butts.
I guess the hairless cats too. Oh, they don't have any hairless cats in there that I saw at least.
Oh, yeah, they're totally racist.
That'd be gross. Kind of cool also.
But kind of
cool,
like
weird
sphinx.
Aliens. Yeah.
Yeah. A Rex, that's another one.
Yeah.
They're very wrinkly.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll have like an old wrinkly Rex.
Ooh, maybe we'll get a Garfield cameo.
Ooh, that'd be a super fat. Well, they do have a fat cat.
Most
the James
famous
Gordon
cat
one.
Of all.
Yeah.
Garfield or Heathcliff, I guess. Or Felix. Maybe
Did you
Felix.
Ever see Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties?
No. Was that the live action one? The weird CGI?
Yeah, with Bill Murray.
Ooh, no.
Oh, yeah. He was in
Bill
both of
Murray,
them.
Bill Murray, huh?
One and two.
Wow.
The Tale of Two Kitties.
Interesting.
Good trivia.
I'm going to check that out when I get home.
Don't. Awesome. It's so bad. Anyways, yes, Cats, the big loser of Comic-Con. Maybe don't see that. Or maybe do see it.
I'm
maybe
for
get
sure going to
really
see it.
High and
that's,
go see it.
Yeah, that's going to be the move.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
that's
I think that's
the
enough
news.
For...
Yeah. There's a lot more. We'll probably go over some more later.
Yeah, and as we find out more about which characters are going to be appearing and which, you know, who's signed on, those cast members and stuff to all the new stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a lot of that happening.
Oh,
so.
I guess next week new X-Men week? No, that's not for a while. Right? Oh,
that's actually
is?
Wednesday. We're going to get the Jonathan Hickman X-Men.
Get ready.
House of X, number one. Mm-hmm. We'll have lots of copies here. Please come buy one.
Tons of covers.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's going to be good, too.
It does look good.
And it sounds like it's actually going to be coming out on time because he said he's already finished Phase 2 and is working on Phase 3 also.
Oh, yeah. So, Marvel said it's coming out.
Yeah. Hopefully they're right. Nobody,
cracking the whip.
I mean, it didn't work out so well last time, but it's never worked out that well with Jonathan Hickman's stuff coming out on time. But, you know, that's his prerogative. He's a great writer. So.
Yeah. All right, guys. So come pick up House of X this week, and we will talk to you next week.
All right.
All right.
See you later, everybody.
Bye.